Kim, let's begin in Nanjing, China, where the second Youth Olympics ended after a spectacular closing ceremony. About 2,000 performers were involved in the festivities, which was attended by top Chinese officials and International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach.
Xie, Nanjing. You have shared with others and learned from others in the Youth Olympic Village. You have given us a glimpse of your bright future and the bright future of the Olympic movement. Now is the moment when I have to say farewell and to declare the Summer Youth Olympic Games Nanjing 2014 closed.
IOC President Thomas Bach praised China's hosting of the Youth Olympic Games, describing them as perfectly flawless. The two-week international sports festival involved almost 4,000 young athletes between the ages of 14 and 18. The Youth Olympics broke records for participants, attendance, and social media interaction on forums like Facebook and Twitter. It featured athletes who are expected to graduate to the main Olympics in the years to come. And while the IOC did not keep an official medals table in Nanjing, let's give a sunny side of sports salute to Chinese swimmer Shen Dao, who was the most successful athlete at the second Youth Olympics. She won 6 gold medals at the Games, delighting the Chinese fans. During the closing ceremonies in Nanjing, the Olympic flag was lowered and handed back to IOC President Bach. And then the flag of Argentina was run up the flagpole. The next Summer Youth Olympic Games will be held in Buenos Aires in 2018.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines. When I start boxing, I'm inspired to fight because of my family. We're very poor. When I'm in training for the big fight, I train hard. Get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, jogging, 1 hour. After that, rest. I go to the gym, we do training. Sometimes I want more. I train hard. I used to train in karate. Right now, I'm inspired to fight for the honor of my country.
Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, and undefeated American Chris Algieri are on an international tour to promote their world welterweight title fight November 23rd in Macau, China. The Pac-Man and Algieri were in Macau and Shanghai earlier this week. They also have 4 promotional stops planned here in the USA, in San Francisco, California, in Los Angeles, California, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in New York City. Algieri is 30 years old and is a former kickboxing champion. Since turning to boxing, he's won 20 consecutive fights without a loss, with 8 knockouts. Algieri is also 14 centimeters taller than Pacquiao. In Shanghai, the Pac-Man sized up the challenger.
I will not underestimate my opponent because he's taller than me. He's pretty much taller than me, and he's undefeated. He's a world champion also. He's a champion of 100 junior welterweight division, and he's undefeated, so I cannot underestimate him. This is a good fight.
At stake in this fight will be Pacquiao's WBO welterweight title. The Pac-Man has won world titles in an unprecedented 8 weight divisions during his prize-fighting career, compiling a record of 56 wins, 5 losses, and 2 draws with 38 knockouts. The 35-year-old Pacquiao says he has no plans to retire after the Algieri bout.
Although my contract with Bob Arum is until 2016, but I'm not saying that I'm going to retire. So, but right now, if you ask me about my retirement, I'm not thinking about that right now.
As Manny Pacquiao thinks about fighting Chris Algieri in November, the challenger is thinking about his training camp for the biggest fight of his career.
The truth of it is, I'm going to prepare like I always do. I'm going to be in the best shape that I could possibly be in. I'm going to bring it. And, you know, I've made it a habit of upsetting the apple cart, and that's really the plan again. I'm not here just to be in the ring with Manny. I'm in here to win the fight and to be a multiple division world champion. You know, that is the goal. Mark my words, I'm coming fully prepared, and I'm very much looking forward to November 23rd.
That's American boxer Chris Algieri looking forward to his November 23rd world welterweight title fight against Filipino star Manny Pacquiao. And Algieri was speaking in Shanghai, China.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Friday, you'll see a photo of Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao and American Chris Algieri, who we just heard from on the show, and who will fight each other November 23rd in Macau, China. Joining us now with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. And Mark begins with an Olympic silver medalist from Botswana who was one of several African winners at an international track and field meet in Switzerland.
Botswana's Nigel Amos clocked 1 minute and 43.77 seconds to emerge victorious in a keenly contested 800 meters at the IWF Diamond League in Zurich, Switzerland on Thursday. Tunisian Habiba Gribi completed the women's 3,000 meter steeplechase in 9 minutes and 15.23 seconds to lead Ethiopians Hiwot Aeleo and Sophia Asefa in a 1-2-3 African triumph. South African Cornel Fredericks carried the day in 400 meter hurdles in 48.25 seconds. Kenyan Caleb Mwangangi Ndiku and Ethiopian Mukhtar Edris secured a 1-2 African 5,000-meter victory. While in women's 100 meters, Ivory Coast's Muriela Hore and Nigerian Blessing Okagbare placed second and third, respectively, as Botswana's Isaac Makwala and Kenyan Vivian Jelagat Kibiwot were third in men's 400 meters and women's 1,500 meters, respectively. In rugby, hosts Namibia play Kenya in the Confederation of African Rugby Under 18 Division 1 Championship final in Windhoek on Sunday. Kenya edged Zimbabwe 27-20 as Namibia overwhelmed Tunisia 78-3 in semi-final action. Moving on to football, Ivory Coast play Libya, Zambia face Malawi as Gabon engage Ghana in the return leg of their Africa Youth Championship qualifiers tomorrow Saturday. On Sunday, defending champions Egypt play the Republic of Congo. Togo face Mali as South Africa challenge Cameroon. Meanwhile, Rwanda has joined the East African bid to stage the 2017 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. Rwanda Football Federation head Vincent Nzamwita told the Kigali media on Thursday they are working on a joint Nations Cup bid with Kenya and Uganda. He hopes Tanzania and Burundi will also join them. Finally, 10 countries will contest the five-day Mediterranean Fin Swimming Championship, which gets underway in the Tunisian capital, Tunis, on Sunday. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a fabulous weekend.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, saca de gua. This time for Africa.
Voice of America.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. We just heard Marco Uma report on Rwanda, saying how it's working on a joint bid with Kenya and Uganda to host the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, has given countries until the end of September to express their interest in staging the competition. Libya pulled out of hosting the tournament last week because of violence in the country. Well, the sunny side of sports supports that Rwanda-Kenya-Uganda joint bid. I think it's a good thing for countries that have never staged African football's premier event to be given the opportunity to do so. It helps develop the game in Africa. And let's not forget, VOA football fans, Rwanda recently hosted the CECAFA Kagame Cup club tournament, named after and sponsored by the country's president, who is a big supporter of African